أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. In this ayat, there are very great lessons for us to learn. One of them which we had discussed, where Allah addresses, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people. And as we had explained that at the beginning, Allah explained the qualities of the believers, which everyone knows they are Muslims, they are believers. Then in complete contrast to them, the non-believers. Allah explained about them. And then in one whole long ruku of 13 ayats, Allah explained about the munafiqeen in great detail. Then Allah now in this ayat addressed all of the people. All of those, the believers, non-believers, the munafiqeen, all of them. And Allah gave one command, and that also we have already discussed, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, worship your Rabb. What is ibadat, what is worship? That completes to surrender oneself totally to Allah Ta'ala, to realize that Allah is everything, we are absolutely nothing. We have got no say in anything, or nothing is in our control. Even a cardiologist is not in control of his heart. Even a neurosurgeon is not in control of his own brains. Nothing is in our control, everything is in Allah's control. So to make our ibadat, ibadat, that is also a great duty which becomes clear from this. It is not just enough to make ibadat, but it is very important that we make sure that our ibadat is ibadat. A simple example to understand that, we have got our cars and we use our cars to go from point A to point B. We use them all the time. And that is the purpose of the car. But that is not sufficient. If we don't maintain the car, we don't fill petrol, we don't do the maintenance on its time, etc., then that car is not going to serve us. Just like that, just making our namaz and our ibadat is not enough. We have to maintain our namaz also. Make sure that the namaz is a namaz. Our ibadat is ibadat. Or for example, we live in our houses. And the purpose of the house is to give us security, comfort, etc. But just having that is not enough. We have to clean the house also. Regularly we have to do cleanliness. Some things we have to do on a daily basis. Some things few times a day. Washing of dishes, etc. Something we do weekly. Some things we do monthly. Washing of the windows, etc. So all this also, that maintenance, that cleanliness has to be done. Then maintenance of the house has to be done. From time to time, necessary renovations also are done. So just living in the house is not enough. Similarly, just making all the ibadat is not enough. To maintain that ibadat, to make sure it is an ibadat, that is also very important. And that comes out from this ayat, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, the part of the ayat. And there is of course much more greater detail in that also. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah, all this ibadah, and all for all people, Allah is saying, worship you Allah, the one who created you and created all those before you. This is of course, on the one side, complete negation of Darwin's theory of evolution, where he says man was a monkey and he evolved and eventually became a human being, na'uzu billah. They believe that their forefathers and ancestors are your monkeys. Whereas Allah clearly states here that Allah is the one who created you. He made you into human form, and all those before you also. There were no monkeys in your ancestry. You were not some monkeys and you became human beings. And this is a very important thing which unfortunately has been taught at school and at low levels of school to all our children. And we are not aware of what they are learning, and this is total kufr to believe that we, our forefathers were monkeys and then we became human beings. Clearly Allah states right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif here that Allah is the one, Alladhi, He is the one who created you. And this also needs a lot of thought and meditation, that we were non-existent at one time. There wasn't for not only any part of our body, not only the sperm from which we are made, but our thought also did not exist. A person who is 40 years old today, for example, 41 years ago, his mother, father did not even think about him. Later, when the mother conceived, and she said, I've conceived, and now I think we're going to be having a child. Then they started thinking, hope it's a boy, it's a girl, Allah gives good health, etc., all the things. Before that, we were not even a thought. And Allah Ta'ala, from total non-existence, not from raw material, from total non-existence, Allah brought us into existence. And not only did Allah bring us into existence, but what a perfect model and what a perfect form Allah made this human being. And this human being is وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We honored Bani Adam. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created man in the most beautiful forms. Man is created so perfectly. And here also we can never exhaust to meditate how Allah has made us. Our brains, our eyes, how this human being with two legs, two hands, and the functioning of the inside of the body is far beyond us. That how every part, if we think of any, just the heart alone, just the lungs alone, just the kidneys alone, all of these things, how they are functioning, and Allah didn't, if Allah just made one man like this, but all of human beings, billions, according to World Health Organization, 250 babies are born a day in the world. So Allah is creating 250 babies, 500 eyes Allah is supplying every day, 500 lips, 500 legs. What is the great 500,000 eyes and legs Allah is supplying, and all this from non-existence, not from raw material. So how great is not Allah Ta'ala? And وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till today, how many human beings? And all of them so perfectly. So what is the great Qudrat? This also we have to, so we have to make ibadat of that Rabb, of that great Allah who has created us. And then not only us, but as we read it, Surah Fatiha, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. The animals, the insects, the skies, the earth, the seas, all the fish and what they are in the seas. What things, how great is Allah. So with that we have to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So there is great, great detail in every aspect of the Quran. This that Allah says, I created you and all those before you. We have to make His ibadat. So if we, when we say Allahu Akbar at the beginning of namaz, and we understand that how great Allah is. And before that, when we hear the Muazzin starts his adhan and ends his adhan, what Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That how great Allah Ta'ala is. And La ilaha illallah, there is none but Him. And in that state we come to the masjid, and that state we make our namaz. But we are very, very far from that. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala right through our namaz also. If we do that, then we will realize how great Allah is, how insignificant we are, and also the beauty of the Quran Sharif, of our deen and Islam. May Allah give us tawfiq that we work in this direction.